In late summer, Baltimore residents organized a 72-hour ceasefire in hopes of stemming gun violence in the city. It wasn't perfect. There were at least two homicides that weekend in August, but it led to Ceasefire 2.0, scheduled this weekend. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi has this report on ceasefire teams throughout the city.
At the end of the last ceasefire weekend, organizer Erica Bridgeford said she wanted to continue the effort, but she didn't know what it was going to look like.
What we do know is we wanted to address all of the signs of violence.
Now it looks like a Facebook page, Ceasefire 365, and a growing army of volunteers. Bridgeford and her team have met with community groups since September to gather volunteers and encourage them to start their own neighborhood teams.
What we found in the last ceasefire is people wanted to volunteer, but they didn't know how they could fit in.
Jakia Jason, a member of Bridgeford's original squad, meets with volunteers in various community centers.
So this time we're kind of spelling it out. Hey, you could share, you could go out and do outreach, you could form your own event.
Jackie Joyce didn't even know about ceasefire last August, but she's been fighting for change since January, ever since her nephew, who she calls her son, was killed.
Trying to do the right things. He wasn't an angel, like I tell everybody. He wasn't an angel by far, but he was a good person. He was a good child. He was someone's child.
She became a ceasefire volunteer at a meeting at the Greater Baltimore Urban League and created her own team in Edmondson Village. Joyce and her three-person team have been meeting twice a week to spread the word about this weekend ceasefire. Crystal Turner is on that team. The 33-year-old says she's been to 12 funerals in the past year, all of them for people who are younger than she is.
Every neighborhood that I go into, I can tell you a childhood friend that I know was murdered. There's a playground down the bottom that I don't take my children to because my cousin was murdered on that playground in the middle of the day.
And then there's Myesha Meminger Crosby, an adjunct sociology professor at the University of Maryland University College. She lives across the line in Baltimore County.
Two blocks over is hurting. It hurts the entire neighborhood, right? So
as the women hit the streets, Joyce drives to Frederick Avenue to talk to the young men standing on the corners.
But this is my journey every day where nobody wants to talk to the drug boys. I've been on the corners that are considered to be the corners.
Marvin Kosh is on the corner of Frederick and Collins Avenues. He's 27 and lost his brother, Maurice, to gun violence last year. Kosh says he doesn't worry so much for his own safety.
I'm more worried about them, the kids. That's my little cousin. Oh, little Mar.
Little Mar?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Four, about to be five.
I'm not four, I'm three.
All right, well, three. My bad.
Joyce moves on to the next corner, also worrying about the kids.
If I could just get one to put a gun down. I did. I saved one mother from feeling the pain that so many mothers in this city, they're feeling that same pain.
She's starting at 2 p.m. today, organizing a mile-long human chain down Edmondson Avenue from Hilton Street to Cook's Lane. From Edmondson Village, I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.